This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Pro Design Countertop Specialist presents Preps Football Training Camp coverage on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Bruce Dick.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. And yes, we are have our football prep, football training coverage today. And we are in Loveland at Resurrection Christian High School. And the clouds have evaded us. And the sun's back, which is a typical hot August practice right now. And hey, it's great having Coach Doug Johnson with us to kick off the program. Coach Johnson, hey, thanks a lot for being here and being on. And we're ready to rock and roll now, man.
Bruce, thank you for having us. I can't believe it's football season.
Well, it's football season. Of course, football season never ends for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, with the weight room and the training and everything else.
Yeah.
But it's a little different this year because, Coach, you graduated 21 seniors a year ago. A lot of replacements. Have some key guys I know back, some really good athletes. But what excites you about this group of guys, knowing how many new faces you're going to have on that football field?
I love our character. I love our commitment. I love our toughness. You know, Chassa, this is our first day of hitting
right
today.
Yeah.
By the Chassa rules. And here we are. We're going to Meade tomorrow, so I had to make a tough decision even today. So we're totally inexperienced. But on the other side of that, these guys have done everything we've asked them to. And we're gonna strive to be better every week.
Absolutely. Well, hey, last year you had a terrific season, your inaugural season here as a first year head coach here at Resurrection. 7-4, you went to the playoffs, got to that second round, and you eventually lost to the state champions.
Yes, sir.
You know, so as did everybody else.
Yes, sir.
In the classification. But would you learn along with your staff from that experience last year?
I learned it was just a good restart for me. The people I've met, you know, I knew Bart Mays up here. I knew Clint Fick up here very well, coached against him for years. And I just was so impressed with the people up here and their families and their kids. And I'm extremely impressed with the commitment to the Lord at this school by our coaches and our players, that we've got a faith-based program, and that's so much fun. And, you know, I don't know how you coach anything without the faith-based, because it's just a rat race.
And that, Coach, so, that's whether you're in a public or a private school.
Amen to that, brother. I mean, I was praying every day, no matter where you put me, because you're trying to get ready. And you know, and it's that time of year. It's exciting, but I'm a math teacher too, and so it's two full-time jobs, and then all the meetings, and so.
You know, Rick Neuheisel always says on his program when he's talking football, football's a math job.
Yes,
you
it
know,
is.
Just, yep. You know, gaining the numbers, you know,
yes,
making those decisions and everything. So that's why I think there's a lot of good math teachers that are good football coaches.
Yes, sir. And I'm the exception to that, but you are right on in the numbers game. These kids are really smart in that area, and they're good math students, and they're smart, and we're inexperienced, but we're smart, and they show up every day, and I'm really excited to see what we can do with them.
You know, after my experience here, Coach, you have some smart kids.
Amen.
There are some really bright kids that attend your school. You know, this morning we had three terrific volleyball players on Coach Speak, and, you know, their presence, they were outstanding. I walk out here, and I bet a dozen kids addressed me and how are you and welcome, and it's just
isn't it terrific?
It's fun. It really is.
I just love this environment.
Well, Coach, new quarterback this year. Let's talk about this kid a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Good athlete.
Oh, man. Cam Davis was right there in the hunt last year, and I had to make a tough decision, and I probably made it a little bit earlier than most years because we're trying to get ready for Canyon City. And we made the right choice last year, and we get the right choice this year. Cam has – I think he could be the best quarterback up north here. He makes every throw. He's tough. He cares. He's going into calculus class next week, so he's going to be taking a higher math and I just love that about him. He's really quiet. He's not a rah-rah leader, and I love those guys. I remember Drake Engelking at Longmont, just quiet as the day is long, but everybody looked at him, and they followed him. And Cam, I feel like Cam will be great in that regard.
How does it help Cam? Because he was on the foot, he was on the field last year.
Yes, sir.
Played the receiver.
Yeah.
And how does that that multi-position kid, how does that benefit him working into the starting quarterback role this year?
You know, number one, he's done all of the routes. He knows what – he has empathy for his receivers. So he knows what they're going through. He knows what they see, and it's actually helped him. I think he is seeing stuff, and it'd be hard to argue that 2 years at quarterback wouldn't be better than where he's at. Mm-hmm. And yet, he's made the most of everything this summer and in the off season. He was begging me to come into my room, you know, in the middle of January. And I said, okay, I got a test next week, you know, and he and Elliot Hand and Cooper Fast are just, they're all about football. They love football.
Yeah. Cooper Fast, another one that we're going to be talking to,
I believe, later.
Coach, talk about up front. That's where it all starts.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
You know, we get carried away sometimes.
Oh, amen.
With us.
Yep.
You know, the skill positions,
yep,
as we call them, but there's nothing more important than those interior,
yes, sir,
linemen.
Yes,
talk,
sir.
Talk about those kids.
Well, we've got Cooper back.
Yeah.
Okay. And then on the defensive side of the ball, we've got Cooper back also, along with Gunnar Kellogg and Stockton. And Josh Stockton played outside end for us. And so we've got some experience up there that's played on the front line, and then a bunch of new guys. And so it's going to be leadership. It's going to be how well they adjust to the physical aspect of the game. And it's going to be how well they adjust to the physical aspect of the – or the mental aspect, given the physical aspect, you know. Because when the pressure's on, sometimes your brain operates differently.
Well, I'll tell you what, your league is phenomenal.
Yeah.
As always, 2A league.
Yeah.
Here in the north. But when I'm looking at that schedule.
Yeah.
Did you do this in a sane position?
No. No, I didn't. But you know what?
This schedule is getting you ready.
Yeah, oh, absolutely it is. Here's
Talk
the
about
thing.
It.
You know, here's the thing at the end of the day. We can only play one game at a time. So right now, tomorrow, it's going to be Meade. And they've
that's
got
a scrimmage.
It's a foundation game / scrimmage.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got everything that we need to worry about right now. And we're not going to worry about tomorrow, the verse, you know, thing. We're not going to worry too much into the future. We're going to go see what we can do about Meade tomorrow. And then we'll worry about the next one. But, boy, are you right. I mean, Classical Academy, I thought was the second or third best team last year.
Always
and
good.
They put us all on the same side last
Always
year,
good.
So
yeah,
that wasn't
Wellington.
That
yes.
wasn't great. But and then we were playing Elizabeth, and they came out of the other side and got runner up, and so we've got teams to face. But what we have to do, you know, we'll go play this game, and then we'll focus on Palisade.
And
that's when it'll count.
And throw in Pueblo East on that.
Amen to that.
Schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
You know, anytime you face somebody down in Pueblo, they take their athletic serious.
Oh man. And Dutch Clark. I mean, it's like what a stadium to go play
that
at.
That is a fun one.
Isn't it great?
That is
I mean,
a
you
fun
walk
one.
Down into the bowl and it might be the best stadium in the nation.
You know, they actually had the state championship game there a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And it is. It's just one of those kind of historical now.
Yeah, amen.
Stadiums.
It's like Fenway Park.
Just, and there's that bowl and the steep stairwells.
Yeah,
amen
to that.
And the whole bit.
We've had some wars down there with Pueblo East and Pueblo South and – man, they know how to play.
They do.
They know how to play.
They do. Hey, Coach, well, I'll let you wrap it up here in a little bit. But, hey, talk about your staff, some of the assistants. I know you brought Clint over and some other guys. Let's give them a shout-out, man.
Yeah, we brought Clint in. I feel like I've got a guy who can build a rocket ship, and he's changing the oil sometimes. So I got to, you know, I'm integrating him in so that he can help me. But the cool thing is, Coach, he's asking questions that I've had from coaches that were 4 years in with me. Hey, what about this? What about this? And I've learned so much from him just in the short time we've had together. My biggest fear is I'm friends with him, and I didn't want to mess that up. And, you know, you get out here and you act like an idiot and screw up the friendship. But he's just so I don't know if that makes sense to you, but I was worried about it.
It's called passion.
Passion.
And a little intensity come game time.
And,
you guys are wired the right way.
Yeah. Well, he is. I could tell you that. We're glad to have him. The other one is Jim Handy.
Yeah.
You know, Jim was the D.C. over at Northridge and wanted to be here. And, man, we loved it. And the other one is Steve Fry. And Steve Fry from Mountain View.
Did a great job at Mountain
Yes,
View.
He did.
You know,
yeah.
I'm going to just say this. I was shocked he didn't get one of the other head coaching jobs in the city of Loveland.
Amen.
This past spring.
Amen. Me too. Me too. And when he reached out and Bart kind of knows him, it's like, are you kidding me? We'll drive over and pick you up in a limo if you want to come over here. And so, yeah, we are so blessed with coaches. And what we're trying to do right now is, you know, all of us learn the system so that I can get out of their way and let them coach their guys. And so it's been really fun. And, you know, now we start getting in the competition and you know, I've got this thing in me. The one thing that will drive me is I don't like letting people down, and I don't like letting my wife down. It'll drive me insane, literally. And so I do not want to let these guys down. And so, you know, I'm waking up at 4:15 to get to school, and something's got to give here. I'm going to have to take some NyQuil or something. But I'm bouncing around like a gibbon.
I'm just going to say, you're good at math, but probably not the excitement for math. Probably excitement for these guys on the phone.
Well, it's excitement for math, too. I've had people say, do you teach math like that? And I say, yes. I'm crazy. And you could ask some of the kids here. I mean, it's a passion to be around kids and – and Bruce, you did it. So, you know, I like kids more than most adults, and I love being
Amen
around them.
That.
And, you know, you interviewed Tatum Highstreet this morning. She's like my favorite student last year, over there taking notes and doing her homework every day.
Unbelievable. We had Jada. We had Sadie.
Oh, Jada. Okay. A tie. It was a tie.
And we had Sadie. And I'll tell you what. I'm going to have to look around because I think Sadie's ready to take my job.
Oh, you're darn right she is. I have her in class this year. I think I'm going to have to say, Sadie, okay, that's enough. You know, but she is.
All three.
She makes
awesome.
Your day, doesn't she? And Jada was it. Yeah, great kids.
Well, Coach, we'll let you go. We'll talk to some of your other guys, man.
Okay.
Thanks for having us.
Okay.
And we're going to we need to thank Pro Design Countertop, though. Garrett, our intern, is sitting here with me, and we're going to thank Pro Design Countertop, whether you're building a new kitchen or bathroom to get the fresh look. Give our friends at Pro Design Countertops that great support.
Coach, give them my number. I'm getting a house. I want to put one of these things in.
We'll get you there.
Pro Design.
Pro Design.
I love it.
We will get you their info. I have it. Thanks, Coach. All right. Hey, and today's sponsor for Resurrection Christian, Clearwater Products. Of course, you've heard it on Coach Speak, the Clearwater Product Hotline. Clearwater Products is that based solids control, hydraulic dredging, and aquatic weed removal contractor. They service oil and gas. They service agricultural, the industrial, municipal, and, of course, private entities throughout the United States. Their equipment is portable. They'll come to you. They're all over the U.S. Give them a call today at 970-353-5763. We'll be right back. Welcome back to our prep football training camp coverage. We are live on the campus at Resurrection Christian here in Loveland, Colorado. And, hey, again, we want to thank Pro Design Countertops for their coverage, and especially today, Clearwater Products and the soil-based company. And, you know, hey, we've seen some of those lakes out there. They need cleaned up. Give Clearwater Products a call. Give them a shout out at 970-353-5763. And, of course, you can catch them at clearwateramerica.com. Thanks to Brody and his crew for all they do on helping us have nights like this here at Resurrection Christian. Well, this is where it all starts up front, the offensive line. And with us, assistant coach Josh Fast, who coaches those linemen. Coach, how are you today, man?
Great. How are you?
What's the first week like? You know, you guys do so much during the off season, but when the official practices roll around, it's a little different, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think you know, when you get out here, you can see who wants to hit, who can be in the trenches, who can't be in the trenches. Just, you know, but obviously I'm biased a little bit, but most important group in the bunch on offense, and these guys have been working hard for a really long time, and just happy to have them together finally.
Well, I don't think you're going to get too many arguments from people that say, show us a good offensive line, and all of a sudden, everybody's a little better at those skilled positions. That is for sure. Hey, Coach, when you take the field this – actually, you guys scrimmage, I know, tomorrow, but I talked to Coach, you know, 21 seniors a year ago.
Yep.
How's that affected your line, and how many new bodies are you plugging in saying, it's your show now, here we go?
Yeah, we got one returning starter, so we've definitely been plugging the holes. You know, what's most important to me is the guys that we had last year really took these guys this year that are going to start under their wing, got them ready, prepared them, really invested in them. Last year was a special group alignment for me. I had them for, you know, all 4 years of their career. So it was just amazing to see the investment they put in these guys. And it's paying off now. Now we see them gelling up and, you know, getting their technique and their footwork right and just getting nasty. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, and your best – I'm going to say it. You don't have to say it. Your best lineman is your son, Cooper Fast, who is that returning guy on the offensive line. And, of course, he's going to be on that defensive side of the football too. What kind of joy is it for you as a dad to be able to be involved in being an offensive lineman yourself,
yep,
you know, coach your kid?
Yeah, it's special. You know, practices are awesome. I try to leave it at the field when we leave here, but that doesn't always happen. Sometimes we have some interesting conversations around the dinner table, but I'm really proud of Coop. He's worked real hard to get to where he's at now, and, you know, he's busted his butt and started his freshman year. So he's got the experience, but, you know, we talk a lot about leadership at home, and it's his job to lead these dudes and gel them up together. And even more special, probably our starting center will be my other son, Kip, and Coop will be beside him.
I didn't know that. So talk about Kip a little bit. What year is he?
Kip will be a sophomore.
Sophomore this year.
He's a sophomore this year. And him and Coop get to block beside each other. And these other guys have just really rallied around them. And you know, I keep using the word gel. But, you know, they've really come together. They're there for each other. They support each other. It's really special. This is a special group. They lost a lot of leadership last year, but, you know, for Coop to step in that role, and we've got a couple new guys that have really stepped up in their leadership roles also on the offensive line.
You know, were you able to coach your kids and some of these other players at a younger age as well?
Yeah, I had when we started third grade. I had Coop and a couple other of these dudes. Coop's the only lineman I had.
Now, I got to ask, was he a lineman in third grade?
He was a lineman in third grade.
Most guys that turn out to be pretty good linemen, you know, were probably the fullback or, you know, wanting to run the ball a little bit. But
He played tight end a little bit, but he, you know, we needed him at guard. He's been a guard for about his whole life, so.
And he is a – boy, is he a good one. Going to Friends University, you mentioned.
Yep.
Committed there.
Yep, he's committed to Friends. You know, he's talking to some other coaches and stuff as well, but, you know, they've been real good to him and have an awesome program. So I'm excited that pressure's off a little bit.
And that is a terrific school.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a terrific school. You know, Coach – you're gearing in on those offensive linemen, but as most, you know, 2A football teams, you got to share your guys. They're playing both ways.
Yeah.
You know, how does Coach Johnson plan those practice sessions where you guys get the adequate time on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, you know, it's good. We'll split days. So say it's a Monday, I'll have predominantly the varsity O-line. And then on Tuesday, they'll predominantly be on defense, and I'll have the JV offensive line. So we get a lot of time with the guys. I got plenty of indie time with these guys and do a lot of technique, bag work, sleds, that kind of stuff, and get them dialed in.
How important are these upcoming sophomores and juniors this year?
Very.
That did not see a lot of varsity action
Yep.
a year ago.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult at times, but, you know, we'll support them through it. It's not always going to be sunshine and rainbows, but these guys are growing up quick, and they'll have a few moments where it's welcome to the big leagues, but we're really proud of how hard they worked in the off season, the investment that they've made and getting in their playbook and really working on their footwork and technique.
Hey, talk about that off season a little bit, Coach. Did you guys you're scrimmaging Mead tomorrow, so did you guys go to camps or did you do most everything here on campus?
Most of it internal. We had Skyline in. We had Skyline probably, I don't know, a couple times, something like that. And that was during our camp. We did some 7-on stuff with them, and then, you know, we got after it a little bit, did some indie time with those guys, and Thompson Valley was in also one of those nights. So we had a little bit of outside flavor come in, but most of it was internal with each other and just battling it out.
You know, I joked with Coach Johnson asking if he was somewhat sane when this schedule got put together, but Palisade, Pueblo East, the Classical Academy, and Elizabeth.
Yep. Yes, sir.
And your league.
Yep. Yeah, we're definitely running the gauntlet. But, you know, we're never – these guys understand. And it's never been that we show up and we're the biggest dudes on the field. It's not going to be that way. So these guys know that we got to use our technique, our speed on the line. And we just got to be nastier and meaner. And that's the bottom line with these guys. It's a tough schedule, but it's a good test. And you know, next year when we have this conversation, we won't be saying that these guys didn't have their time to get ready for it. So,
but we will be saying some of those key seniors are gone.
Yep.
It's every year in high school athletics. Coach Fastman, thanks for taking a few minutes out
Thank
of practice.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Wish you guys the best. And you're going to send a few players over, and we're going to enjoy talking to some of the Cougars after this next break.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
right.
you both. Thank you
thanks
very much.
Thanks so much. Coach Josh Fast, the offensive line coach of the Cougars, and Coach Johnson has put together an outstanding staff. You look at the staff and the experience that they have on both sides of the ball, including special teams. Very special staff, and you can tell right out there now they're starting, they're getting ready to gel and things like that. But let's take a break again. Thanks to Clearwater Products, and we'll be back with some players.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to our prep coverage of Northern Colorado prep football. We are on the campus at Resurrection Christian. And, again, thanks to Clearwater Products for today's sponsor. They will come to you. They're equipment operators. They are trained. They're certified to handle the jobs of any size, from design to installation of turnkey and solid control operations. Give them a call, 970-353-5763. Visit them at Clearwater America. Don't forget America. ClearwaterAmerica.com. Well, I'll tell you what, it starts up front. We got one of the better ones in the state right now with us, Cooper Fast, four-year varsity guy here for the Cougars. Cooper, it's first week of practice. How's the excitement level for you guys right now?
Really good, Coach. We're really excited for the season. We have a younger team, a lot of younger guys stepping up, so it's been really good. We're excited for Meade tomorrow.
You know, you guys get a scrimmage, Meade, and you have such a cupcake schedule. I mean, Pueblo East, the Classical Academy, Elizabeth, and I forgot one of them. One really good. But that schedule's phenomenal. But that's what you want as an athlete.
Yes, sir.
As a competitor, you want to try to play that kind of schedule. Talk to us about the offensive line. You lost some of your buddies, you know, through graduation. How are we going to fill that this year, Coop?
Yeah, so we did lose a lot of linemen last year, a lot of my brothers. But we have a lot of younger kids, like I said, that are filling those spots and stepping up into bigger roles. And so us as offensive line and the team, obviously, we're building a better brotherhood. And the offensive line, it's going to be good this year. We got a new kid, Eddie, came from Nebraska, so he'll be good this year. So
they play a little football in Nebraska at times.
Yes, sir. So we got some new kids on the line, and so looking forward to it.
That is awesome. Hey, you know, we're not going to compare this last year to this year or anything else, but you guys made a deep run into the playoffs last year, you know, lost to the eventual state champions, Wellington. What'd you learn from that experience, especially that postseason experience, Cooper?
Don't go into any game thinking lightly of the other team. That's what I would say. Because, like, we went into Valley and that stuff, thinking lightly of the other team, and then we go to next week and play a really good team, and we still play like we're playing lightly against that team.
I'm sure Coach preaches that all the time. Be ready, be ready, be ready. What's the thing that you like most about being able to start right now in August?
I just love football.
So you just love football. Doesn't
awesome.
Matter
yeah.
when.
It's
hey,
a,
yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
You know, and hey, talk about, you know, you're committed. You're going to be a next level player at the collegiate scene. Tell us about, you know, your weight training workouts and how you guys come together as a team to just get bigger, stronger, faster.
So second week in the summer, we all go down to the gym. We go Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and we do workouts. And then we go out to the field and we start practicing our plays, like getting the younger kids to understand them more. So we start early, and so I think that's a big thing. And we start lifting really early in the morning too, and then get it done. So you also have time to do your own stuff throughout the day. So I would say, like, just working hard in the weight room and building that team culture of, like, working together, lifting each other up is a big thing too.
When do you guys start school? Next week?
Next week, yeah.
Next. What favorite subject?
Oh, I would have to say probably math.
Math. Yeah. You're a math guy. Math guy. You know, I taught PE here for a long time. You know, I always like those guys that say, hey, my favorite subject is PE, you know. But we'll deal with the math. Hey, let's hand that headset over to the quarterback, Cam Davis. Cam, welcome, man. How are you today? It's a little hot out here, but you guys are working hard.
Yes, sir.
And hey, you were on the field all the time last year, but you weren't at the quarterback position, okay? But you're a quarterback. How did playing other positions even possibly help you prepare for this year being at the helm?
I think just, like, having that experience with the playbook and just, like, playing receiver, I got to see, like, what the DBs do and, like, how they react if I run a route. So now at quarterback, I can go in and see, like, hey, he's going to do this when he runs this. And it just helped for, like, defense and offense side of the ball.
And will you play both – now that you're quarterback, will you play both sides of the field this year?
Yes, sir.
So at safety position?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I think I know the answer to this, but I have to ask it. What's your favorite?
Safety. I like safety.
You like safety better than playing quarterback?
Yes, yes.
Tell me why.
Well, I mean, safety is – I'm trying to go to college for that, but I just love to hit people. And I love being a ball hawk, too, getting those interceptions.
Now at the quarterback position, you love to hit people. So do we get stubborn once in a while and just want to run over the guy?
Oh, yeah.
Or no stepping out of bounds?
No, I'm going to run over people.
There you go. I love that, man. Garrett, you want to put the pads on right now and go play after talking to some of these guys because of their intensity level. Hey, second year with Coach Johnson, okay? What have you personally gained and learned from Coach these past two seasons?
I think, honestly, just how to be, like, a tough person and how to just be a leader. He's taught me, like, a ton of leadership skills playing quarterback and not playing quarterback, and also just a lot about football. It's been great to learn from him from the past 2 years.
Hey, you know, I know you were vying for that position last year, you know, and it would have been an easy decision possibly to put you at the quarterback position too. Coach kind of, I can't speak for him, went team-wise a little bit and knew how valuable you could be at the other spots as well. Would that teach you off the field when you weren't the quarterback last year?
I just felt like it taught me that it's most important to, like, put the team first because, like, receiver is where they needed me. So that's where I stepped up, and I played there, and I had a ton of fun doing it.
All right, you can't say me on this question, all right?
Okay.
Who's the toughest dude on the football field?
Cooper.
Cooper. Okay.
Yes,
Coop. Hey, Coop.
Coop's tough
guy. You know, and I already talked to him, but he's in the background. He can hear it. That's phenomenal. When people come and watch you guys play this first home game, what are they going to see?
Just a bunch of dudes having fun. Lots of energy, flying around, hitting people. It's going to be so fun.
You guys can't wait, can
you? Yes, sir.
Well, let's give that headset to Elliot. Are you going to – one more. You going to throw to this next guy at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
of course.
Okay,
all
I thought
the time.
So.
Yes, sir.
All right. Elliot Hand, wide receiver. Another one of the seniors for this Resurrection Cougar team. Now that you're a senior, Elliot, all seasons I know have been meaningful for you, but does it add a little extra being a senior? Talk about that.
Oh, for sure. Especially with, you know, having Cam and Coop here and then Deacon also as the other three seniors, you know, just playing with those guys for like 5-6 years, just being with them and, you know, just it's crazy how fast it goes, but I appreciate it a lot now that we're all together.
You know, fairly small senior class. Yeah. You know, but how important as seniors do you guys need to rally and be those leaders? Because you're going to need those sophomores, juniors, probably some freshmen along the way this year as well. How important is that leadership going to be for you guys?
Yeah, for sure. We definitely have to step up. We had a really strong leadership from last year's class. So we've talked as a senior group and with the juniors too in our leadership council just about – continuing the legacy and building on what was left from last year and just, having us step up, but then also a lot of those younger guys too, because we need them.
you know, we talk about leadership and you guys here at Resurrection, of course, other quality programs as well. What kind of things can you do to make those freshmen, sophomores just get a little more comfort and utilize their abilities?
I would say lead by example. We've talked about that a lot. It's just I know my freshman year wasn't the best experience from the senior class. So, you know, you come in as a senior finally and you have an opportunity to change that and just bring those guys in, take them with you and just teach them,
you know,
our culture.
And sometimes the biggest lessons are the lessons that you experienced that weren't good experiences, and that you can change that. Favorite receiver drill? When the receivers are drilling different things, what's your favorite drill, Elliot?
That's a good question. We have.
I stumped him, guys, for a little bit. I think I stumped him for a little bit.
We have 1v1s, one-on-ones. I get to go against Cam. I get to go against all the other DBs, and then that's great. It's good in that.
Now when you're lining up on the one-on-one against Cam, any little bit of trash talk before the play goes?
I'm not a big trash talker.
What about him?
Oh, he's a big one, yeah. He's always running his mouth.
You guys are both kind of quiet guys and lead by example, that is for sure. Hey, what's the one thing that you're going to remember most about RCS football, Elliot?
I would say just the community and the culture that we have here. I think it's very different from a lot of other places that you would go. And just the way that we're brought up here, we have a great leadership program led by our linebacker coach. And just the way that we're more than just a team, we're just together, we're brothers, you know, we hang out, we have fun, and we're just we're all together on it.
All right, so when the seniors are, you know, after a practice, maybe it's a Saturday practice and you have a little time, where's the place that you guys head to? You know, now I know Cooper's going to eat more than anybody else. Okay, that's for sure. But where's that place that you guys like to hang?
We hit up McDonald's a lot.
McDonald's. Oh, well, that's an original one.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. There we go. You know, since you guys were – did all three of you go to school here as elementary?
I did.
Two of you. So, how about the growth that's changed in this area from when you guys were in elementary school? It's crazy. But, man, you guys love being out here, love watching you practice. Thanks for hopping on, Elliot, Coop, Cam. Go practice hard, and thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. The Resurrection Christian Cougars. That is Elliot Hand, Cam Davis, and Cooper Fast. We'll be back to wrap up after this. Well, welcome back to our prep coverage of football here in Northern Colorado. We are on the campus at Resurrection Christian. I want to thank Coach Doug Johnson and his staff and, of course, the players for coming on today. Nice afternoon. We thought, you know, earlier Garrett's with me, Royer, our intern, and we thought we might get rained on, Eve, possibly. But as soon as we got here, boy, the sun was out, and another hot afternoon. Garrett, we want to thank Resurrection Christian and look forward. Tomorrow we'll be at Roosevelt High School. So that will be a fun one with Coach Lane Wassinger and his team. Look forward to that tomorrow afternoon. Drive-by time again, same time, 5 to 6. Thanks, everybody, for listening out there. Follow your high school athletics, and we'll be live from Johnstown tomorrow, Roosevelt Rough Riders.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.